For the past month, NPR listeners have been voting online for their favorite albums of 2007, and the results are in. Bob Boylan is the host of All Songs Considered, and Bob's here in the studio with me. Bob, what are we hearing right here?
They're playing my song. It's a song called Jigsaw Falling Into Place. It's from Radiohead's In Rainbows, far and away the number one record for NPR listeners this year. And just a remarkable, accessible record from Radiohead, a band that made you think this year about what music is worth by offering their record for whatever price you wanted to pay.
Just as you take my hand, just as you write my number down, just as the drinks arrive, just as they play your favorite song.
When I looked down the list, I saw some of the things that also sparked me, and I want to pick, and if that's okay, I'm going to play for you what I think was the funniest record on the list.
Oh, I'm up for
and,
it.
It's a record by the New Zealand duo Flight of the Conchords. They have this HBO series. It came out this summer, and they play a band and it comes to New York and tries to make it big. And boy, they're awful, but they're awful and they're funny. This is The Most Beautiful Girl, and I'm not going to finish the punchline of the title because the punchline of the title is the punchline of the song. Let's just listen to it.
Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room.
In the whole wide room.
And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street.
Depending on the street.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing?
Any surprises for you?
I was surprised how many long-term independent rock bands made one good record after another. I mean, if I go down the list, you had Arcade Fire was number two, Wilco was number four, White Stripes was number five, Spoon from Austin, Texas was number six, Modest Mouse, seven, The Shins were eight. These are all bands that have put out more than two or three records, and they're all getting better. And that was a surprise. There's a band who wasn't known very well, have put out a few records over time, also from Austin, Texas. They're called Acaville River, and they put out just a fantastic concept record, which, right away, concept record, what a hard thing to do, and usually they're not very good oftentimes. It just often weighs down the record. They had so much fun, and the concept being how things in pop culture pervade our lives.
I told you I can't listen, baby.
You know, Bob, the list is long, and we can't get to everything on that list, but is there anything else you want to point out before we have to let you go?
For All Things Considered fans, we followed this guy, Andrew Bird, since he was like 23 or 4 years old. Linda Wertheimer and I did a story on him in the early 90s. He used to do 20s-flavored jazz music, and he's just, over the last few years, has been writing this brilliant, mysterious music, and he did it again this year, a record that wound up being number 10. And it's beautiful. He plays violin. He's a gorgeous whistler. And it'd be a great song to go out on.
5 day forecast bring black tall rains and hellfire. While hound picked handle his kid gloves till the DMC.
Bob, thanks for coming in to talk to us again.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Bob Boylan is the host of All Songs Considered, and you can see the list online and hear lots of the music at npr.org/music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.